The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar and by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Woe to you, hypocrites. Woe to you, blind guides, says the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need a break from woes. Okay? I really need a break from woes for just a minute. That's all I ask. So how about we talk about our saint for the day, right? Saint Monica, who has a message for us in our time that we can all stand to hear. A lot of you already know the life of Saint Monica and her story, but on the theory that it never hurts to be reminded of anything inspirational, little story of the life of Saint Monica. Monica was born in the last days of the Roman Empire. In what is now Tunisia, what was then the city of Tagaste. And at a very early age, Monica's parents married her to a man named Patricius, who was trouble from day one. Patricius had no intention of being faithful to Monica, and he was sparked by an extraordinary temper. And nevertheless, with Patricius, Monica had three children. And to make matters worse, Monica had the particular cross of a live-in mother-in-law. And I'm sure that all of your mothers-in-law are wonderful, but I've been told that sometimes they're not, okay? Cantankerous was this mother-in-law and difficult. Now, faced with so many difficulties, many people choose to give in to that despair, which is really nothing other than self-absorption. But not Monica. Monica is the hero of the ordinary. She believed in the goodness of God, in the power of prayer, and perhaps above all else, Monica was possessed of a heroic patience. And she prayed. She prayed for years and years for the members of her family, and she never lost hope. And one day she was doubled over in tears, huddling in prayer in the Cathedral of Milan, and a man walked up to her and tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Tell me what's the matter." And she said that she was praying for the conversion of her wayward son. The man told her, "Do not worry. The child of such tears will never be lost." The man was St. Ambrose. And St. Monica came to discover that his words were prophetic. For the help of all of us down through the centuries, Monica lived to see the fruit of her perseverance and the good fruit of her prayers. She saw her husband converted. She saw her mother-in-law converted. She lived to see her three children converted, most especially the most famous of her children, St. Augustine, whose feast day we celebrate tomorrow, who went on to become one of the greatest leaders in the history of the church. Monica's prayers were answered beyond her wildest imaginings, and for our edification, to help us to persevere when things are difficult. So, you know, it's a really interesting question, the question of prayer. If God is omniscient, if he already knows everything and knows exactly what we need, if God is omnipotent, he's all-powerful, he can do anything that he wants. And if God is all-loving and wants what's best for us even more than we ourselves do, then the question is, why do we have to pray? And it gets even more complicated when you consider that God cannot ever be changed and does not change. And so, you know, like, what's the point of turning to God in prayer? Would you believe this is the exact same problem that St. Paul faced when he wrote his letter to the Thessalonians? This is our first reading for the day, and for tomorrow, and for Wednesday. St. Paul had told the Thessalonians about the second coming of Christ and about the end of the world, and many of them had gotten into their minds that this was something that was going to happen, you know, within the span of a month or less. And so they sat back, got a great big bag of popcorn, quit working, and waited for it all to unfold. And St. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, no, you've got to work. You're the hands, and you're the feet, and you're the eyes, and you're the ears of the Lord. St. Paul's answer to this question is what we heard in this first reading. We pray for you that God might make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith. Understand this. Prayer does not change God, but it sure as heck changes us. By putting us in contact with God's grace, we are active cooperators with God's own goodness. And you can think about this in so many ways. God delegates his power through us in the world. And when it comes to praying for other people, we have to remember they always have their free will. They can always say no. But I'll tell you, your prayers can give them an unfair advantage. And I say that's what we should make as our goal for those we love. Give them an unfair advantage. Shower so much grace upon them from our prayers until they finally surrender to God's goodness. We're all children of our age, whether we want to be or not. We breathe the same air. We ingest the same toxins. And one of the toxins of our age that we've all ingested is impatience. We probably live in the most impatient generation in history. We want things now, and we want things instantly. And if you haven't noticed, God has his own timetable, and he couldn't care less when you want something, right? He's got his own plan and his own timetable, and it's an act of humility, faith, and worship to make his timetable our own. So what we want to do is remember the power of prayer and surrender in faith to God and persevere like St. Monica as we ask for her prayers to help us today. St. Monica, pray for us.